Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. If you're a small business owner, you already know that running a small business involves a constant learning curve. If you are just starting out in your small business, be prepared to realize that you don't know everything. As a business owner, you should always be learning no matter where you are in your career. You will find as time passes that there's always a new tool to master, new problems to solve, and new vocabulary to understand. You want to feel confident about discussing business problems and finances. In order not to get totally overwhelmed, it's helpful to take things one segment at a time. For instance, feeling confident when discussing the business's financial needs should be a priority for every small business owner. You, after all, represent the heart and soul of your business in the marketplace. That means, as the business owner, knowing the language of business finance is an integral part of your job. You are probably saying to yourself right now, "I'm not an accountant or a financial planner." The good news is that you don't have to be one to negotiate the world of business finance. On today's show, I would like to pass along some business terms and finance terms. Having a working knowledge of these terms will help you find your way to successful small business funding. First up is finance terms as it relates to the business and its financial statements. For simplicity's sake, they are in alphabetical order. 1. Accounts payable. Accounts payable is a business finance 101 term. This represents your small business's obligations to pay debts owed to the lenders, suppliers, and creditors. Sometimes referred to as AP, or AP for short, accounts payable can be short or long-term depending upon the type of credit provided to the business by the lender. 2. Accounts receivable. Also known as AR, accounts receivable is another business finance 101 term. This is the money owed to your small business by others for goods or services rendered. These accounts are labeled as assets because they represent a legal obligation for the customer to pay you cash for short-term debt. 3. Accrual basis. The accrual basis of accounting is an accounting method of recording income when it's actually earned and expenses when they are actually incurred. In other words, you are matching your income at the time you earn it with expenses related to that income. Accrual-based accounting is the most common approach used by larger businesses to record and maintain financial transactions. 4. Accruals. This is the business finance term and definition that refers to expenses that have been incurred but not yet been recorded in the business books. Wages and payroll taxes are common examples. 5. Asset. This business finance term is anything that has value, whether tangible or intangible, and is owned by the business. Typical items listed as business assets are cash on hand, accounts receivable, buildings, equipment, inventory, and anything else that can be turned into cash. 6. Balance sheet. The balance sheet is essential information that gives a snapshot of the company's net worth at any given time. The report is a summary of the business's assets and liabilities. The balance sheet, along with 3 other reports which I'll get to later, reflect the financial health of your small business. 7. Bookkeeping. Bookkeeping is the process of recording your company's financial transactions into organized accounts on a daily basis. It can also refer to the different recording techniques businesses can use. Bookkeeping is an essential part of your accounting process for a few reasons. When you keep transaction records updated, you can generate accurate financial reports that help measure business performance. Detailed records can also be handy in the event of a tax audit. 8. Capital. Capital refers to the overall wealth of a business as demonstrated by its cash accounts, assets, and investments. Often called fixed capital, it refers to the long-term worth of the business. Capital can be tangible, like durable goods, building, and equipment, or intangible, such as intellectual property. 9. Working capital. Not to be confused with fixed capital, working capital is another business finance 101 term. It consists of the financial resources necessary for maintaining the day-to-day operations of the business. Working capital, by definition, is the business's cash on hand or instruments that can be converted to cash quickly. Technically speaking, working capital is equal to the total of a company's current assets minus its current liabilities. Number 10, cash flow. Every business needs cash to operate. The business finance term and definition cash flow refers to the amount of operating cash that flows through the business and affects the business's liquidity. Cash flow reports reflect activity for a specified period of time, usually one accounting period or 1 month. Maintaining tight control of cash flow is especially important if your small business is new, since ready cash can be limited until a business begins to grow and produce more working capital. Number 11, cash flow projections. A cash flow projection is the estimated amount of money expected to go in and out of a business within a specific time period. In other words, it is the breakdown of capital that flows through a company, including income, taxes, and expenses. This value gives management an idea of how much capital or profit the company will be left with after a specific time frame. Future business decisions will depend on your educated cash flow projections. To plan ahead for upcoming expenditures and working capital, you need to depend on previous cash flow patterns. These patterns will give you a comprehensive look at how and when you receive and spend your cash. This information is the key to unlock informed, accurate cash flow projections. Number 12, depreciation. The value of any asset can be said to be depreciated when it loses some of that value in increments over time. Depreciation occurs due to wear and tear. Various methods of depreciation are used by businesses to decrease the recorded value of assets. 13. Fixed assets. A tangible, long-term asset used for the business. It is considered a fixed asset because it is not expected to be sold or otherwise converted into cash during the current or upcoming fiscal year. Fixed assets are items like furniture, computer equipment, equipment, and real estate. 14. Gross profit. This business finance term and definition can be calculated as total sales, income, less the cost, expenses, directly related to those sales. Raw material, manufacturing expenses, labor costs, marketing, and transportation of goods are all included in expenses. Number 15, income statement. This is one of the four most important reports lenders and investors want to see when evaluating the viability of your small business. It is also called a profit and loss statement. The report addresses the business's bottom line, reporting how much the business had earned and spent over a given period of time. The result will either be a net gain or a net loss. Number 16, intangible asset. A business asset that is non-physical is considered intangible. These assets can be items like patents, goodwill, and intellectual property. Number 17, liability. This business finance key term is a legal obligation to repay or otherwise settle a debt. Liabilities are considered either current, payable within 1 year or less, or long-term, payable after 1 year, and are listed on a business's balance sheet. A business's accounts payable, wages payable, taxes payable, and accrued expenses are all considered liabilities. Number 18, liquidity. Liquidity is an indicator of how quickly an asset can be turned into cash for full market value. The more liquid your assets, the more financial flexibility you have. Number 19, net worth. This business finance term and definition is an expression of your business's total value as determined by your total assets less the total liabilities currently owed by the business. With your business's most recent balance sheet in hand, you can calculate the net worth using a simple formula. Assets minus liabilities equal net worth. Number 20, profit and loss statement. Remember, this is just another name for the income statement. Number 21, retained earnings. Just like it sounds, this term represents any profits earned that are retained in the business. This can also be referred to as bootstrapping. Number 22, statement of cash flow. One of the most important documents required by lenders and investors. it shows a summary of the actual collection of revenue and payment of expenses for your business. The statement of cash flow should reflect activity in the areas of operating, investing, and financing, and should be an integral part of your financial statement package. Number 23, Statement of Shareholders' Equity. This statement or report is for businesses that have funded the business with equity financing. It means the business has established shares and shareholders as part of the controlling interests. When businesses are funded this way, the business is obligated to provide a financial report that shows changes in the equity section of the balance sheet. That takes care of the finance terms. Next up is the business terms. Number 1. Annual Percentage Rate. The business term and definition annual percentage rate, or APR, represents the yearly real cost of a loan, including all interest and fees. The total amount of interest to be paid is based on the original amount loaned, or the principal, and is represented in percentage form. When shopping for the right loan for your small business, you should know the APR for the loan in question. This figure can be very helpful in comparing one financial tool with another one, since it represents the actual cost of borrowing. Number 2, appraisal. Just like your real estate appraisal when buying a house, an appraisal is a professional opinion of market value. When closing a loan for your small business, you will probably need one or more of the three types of appraisal: real estate, equipment, and business value. Number 3, balloon loan. A loan that is structured so that the small business owner makes regular payments on a predetermined schedule and one much larger payment or balloon payment at the end. These can be attractive to new businesses because the payments are smaller at the outset, when the business is more likely to be facing strict financial constraints. A word of caution: be sure that your business will be capable of making the last balloon payment, since it will be a large one. Number 4, bankruptcy. This federal law is used as a tool for businesses or individuals who are having severe financial challenges. It provides a plan for reduction and repayment of debts over time, or an opportunity to completely eliminate the majority of the outstanding debts. Turning to bankruptcy should be given careful thought because it will have a negative effect on the business's credit score. Number 5, bootstrapping. This is using your own money to finance the startup and growth of your small business. Think of it as being your own investor. Once the business is up and running successfully, the business term and definition refers to the use of profits earned to reinvest in the business. Number 6, business credit report. Just like you have a personal credit report that lenders look at to determine risk factors for making personal loans, businesses also generate credit reports. These are maintained by credit bureaus that record information about a business's financial history. Items like how large the company is, how long it has been in business, amount and type of credit issued to the business, how credit has been managed, and any legal filings, that is, bankruptcies, are all questions addressed by the business credit report. Lenders, investors, and insurance companies use these reports to evaluate risk exposure and financial health of the business. Number 7, business credit score. A business credit score is calculated based on the information found in the business credit report. Using a specialized logarithm, business credit score companies take into account all the information found on your credit report and give your small business a credit score. Also called a commercial credit score, this number is used by various lenders and suppliers to evaluate your creditworthiness. Number 8, collateral. Any asset you pledge as security for a loan instrument is called collateral. Lenders often require collateral as a way to make sure they won't lose money if your business defaults on the loan. When you pledge an asset for collateral, it becomes subject to seizure by the lender if you fail to meet the requirements of the loan documents. Number 9, credit limit. When a lender offers a business line of credit, it usually comes with a credit limit. That limit represents the maximum amount that you can use at any given time. It is said that you reach your credit limit or max out your credit when you borrow up to or exceed that number. A business line of credit can be especially useful if your business is seasonal or if the income is extremely unpredictable. It is one of the fastest ways to access cash for emergencies. Number 10, debt consolidation, a process that lets you combine multiple loans into a single loan. If your small business has several loans with various payments, you might want to consider a business debt consolidation loan. The advantages are possibly reducing the interest rates on the borrowed funds, as well as lowering the total amount you repay each month. Businesses use this tool to help improve cash flow. Number 11, debt service coverage ratio. The business term and definition, debt service coverage ratio, or DSCR, is the ratio of cash your small business has available for paying or servicing its debt. Debt payments include making principal and interest payments on the loans you are requesting. Generally speaking, if your DSCR is above 1, your business has enough income to meet its debt requirements. Number 12, debt financing. When you borrow money from a lender and agree to repay the principal with interest in regular payments for a specified period of time, you are using debt financing. Traditionally, it has been the most common form of funding for small businesses. Debt financing can include borrowing from banks, business credit cards, lines of credit, personal loans, merchant cash advances, and invoice financing. This method creates debt that must be repaid but lets you maintain sole control of your business. Number 13, equity financing. The act of using investor funds in exchange for a piece or share of your business is another way to raise capital. These funds can come from friends, family, angel investors, or venture capitalists. Before deciding to use equity financing for your business, decide how much control you are willing to share when it comes to decision-making and philosophy. Some investors will also want to have voting rights. Number 14, FICO score. A FICO score is another type of credit score used by potential lenders for evaluating the wisdom of entering a contract with you and your business. A FICO score comprises a substantial part of the credit report that lenders use to assess credit risk. It is created by the Fair Isaac Corporation, hence the name FICO. Number 14, financial statements. An integral part of the loan application process is furnishing information that shows your business is a good risk. The standard financial statement package includes 4 main reports: the income statement, the balance sheet, the statement of cash flows, and the statement of shareholders' equity if you have shareholders. Lenders and investors want to see that your business is well balanced with assets and liabilities, has positive cash flow, and will have capital to make expected payments. Number 15, fixed interest rate. The interest rate on a loan that is established in the beginning and does not change for the lifetime of the loan is said to be fixed. Loans with fixed interest rates are appealing to small business owners because the repayment amounts are consistent and easier to budget for in the future. Number 16, floating interest rate. In contrast to the business term and definition fixed rate, the floating interest rate will change with market fluctuations. Also referred to as variable rates or adjustable rates, these amounts may often start out lower than the fixed rate percentages. This makes them more appealing in the short term if the market is trending down. Number 17, guarantor. When starting a new business, lenders might want you to provide a guarantor. This is an individual who guarantees to cover the balance owed on a debt if you or your business cannot meet the repayment obligation. Number 19, interest rate. All loans and other lending instruments are assigned the business key term interest rates. This is a percentage of the principal amount charged by the lender for the use of its money. Interest rates represent the current cost of borrowing. Number 20, invoice factoring or financing. If your business has a significant amount of open invoices outstanding, you may contact a factoring company and have them purchase the invoices at a discount. By raising capital this way, there is no debt, and the factoring company assumes a financial responsibility for collecting the invoice debts. Number 21, lien. This business term and definition is a creditor's legal claim to the collateral pledged as security for a loan and is called a lien. Number 22, line of credit. A lender may offer you unsecured amounts of funds available for your business to draw on when capital is needed. This line of credit is considered a short-term funding option, with a maximum amount available. I touched on this concept when I explained credit limit. This pre-approved pool of money is appealing because it gives you a quick access to cash. Number 23, loan to value. The loan to value, or LTV comparison, is a ratio of the fair market value of an asset compared to the amount of loan that will fund it. This is another important number for lenders who need to know if the value of the asset will cover the loan repayment if your business defaults and fails to pay. Number 24, long-term debt. Any loan product with a total repayment schedule lasting longer than 1 year is considered long-term debt. Number 25, merchant cash advance. A merchant may offer a funding method through a loan based on the business's monthly sales volume. Repayment is made with a percentage of the daily or weekly sales. These tend to be short-term loans and are one of the costliest ways to fund your small business. I touched on this method in the show I did on small business financing options. Number 26, microloans. Microloans are made through nonprofit community-based organizations and are most often for amounts up to $50,000. Again, I talked about this way to finance your small business on the same show, Small Business Financing Options. Number 27, personal guarantee. If you're seeking financing for a very new business and don't have a high-value asset to offer as collateral, you may be asked by the lender to sign a statement of personal guarantee. In effect, this statement affirms that you, as an individual, will act as guarantor for the business's debt. That means you are personally responsible for the balance of the loan, even in the event that your business fails. Number 28, principal. Any loan instrument is made of three parts: the principal, the interest, and the fees. The principal is a business key term, and it is the original amount that is borrowed, or the outstanding balance to be repaid, less interest. It is used to calculate the total interest and fees charged. Number 29, revolving line of credit. This business term and definition is a funding option and is similar to the standard line of credit. However, the agreement is to lend a specific amount of money, and once that sum is repaid, it can be borrowed again. Number 30, secured loan. Many lenders will require some form of security when loaning money. When this happens, this business term and definition is a secured loan. The asset being used as collateral for the loan is said to be securing the loan. In the event that your small business defaults on the loan, the lender can then claim the collateral and use its fair market value to offset the unpaid balance. Number 31, term loan. These are debt financing tools used to raise needed funds for your small business. Term loans provide the business with a lump sum of cash up front. In exchange, you promise to repay the principal and interest at specified intervals over a set period of time. These are typically longer, one-time loans for startup expenses or costs for established business expansion. Number 32, unsecured loans. Loans that are not backed by collateral are called unsecured loans. These type of loans represent a higher risk to the lender. As such, you can expect to pay higher interest rates and have shorter repayment timeframes. Credit cards are an excellent example of unsecured loans that are good options for small business funding when combined with other financing options. Number 33, Articles of Incorporation. This is a legal document of the business's creation, including the name, type of business, and the type of business structure or incorporation. This paperwork is one of the first tasks you will complete when you officially start your business. Once submitted, your Articles of Incorporation are kept on file with the appropriate governmental agency. Number 34, Business Plan. This is your tool for demonstrating how you want to establish your small business and how you plan to grow it into good financial health. When writing a business plan, it should include financial, operational, and marketing goals, as well as how you plan to get there. The more specific you are with your business plan, the better prepared you will be in the long run. Number 35, Employer Identification Certificate, or EIN. In order to be more easily identified by the Internal Revenue Service, every business entity is assigned a unique number called an EIN. When you start your small business, an EIN will be assigned and mailed to the business address. This number never changes, and you will be asked to furnish it for many reasons. Number 36, franchise agreement. This is an agreement made between you and a larger company which gives you the right to operate a satellite of the larger company in a certain territory for a given period of time. For a small business entrepreneur, entering into a franchise agreement with a larger company can be a way to enter the marketplace. This lets you, the business owner, take advantage of a brand name that's already familiar in the marketplace and a process or operation that has already been tested. Number 37, tax lien. If your business fails to pay taxes owed to the designated government agency, the IRS for instance, you may find your assets seized by the claim of a tax lien. The government can not only seize your assets for liquidation to resolve the tax debt, but they can also charge you penalties on the amount you owe. As a small business owner, you will be required to wear many different hats, often including that of chief financial officer or bookkeeper. Don't be overwhelmed by business and finance terms. Before you let yourself get intimidated by all the business terms and definitions, just remember that knowledge is power. You can serve your small business most effectively by becoming familiar with terms used in business finance and how they will affect your business's financial health. Armed with a basic understanding of small business and finance key terms, you will be prepared to face the financial challenges that go along with being a small business owner. If you would like more information about this show or any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a comment about this show or past shows, or would like to hear a topic discussed on Score Business Points, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at the same time for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying, so long, until then.
For those who may not be familiar with Score, Score is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org. That's southeastnj.score.org. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.